Gifts abound. Gifts from our beloved prime creator of all that is. The gift of life itself. The gift of eyesight and beauty. Of smell and fragrance. Of sound and symphonies. The gift of our miraculous bodies and how they work without our even thinking about the technology of its function. Then there are gifts we are given, talents, interests, passions, a full panoply of emotions like notes on an endless scale. The gifts we are given, when applied, and when we listen to our spirit, is that which we give back and what we give to. It's the perfect example of pay it forward. In Sanskrit, it's called seva, the art of serving from our hearts, selfless service. So within our gift of life, we are given gifts of talent or interest to enhance, share, and pass along now and for generations in the unending miraculous cycle of life. Welcome to the mystery, and thank you for being a part of it with me. And so it is.
My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I have another script I'd like to read. As I comprehend this quantum language syntax, it is a legal creation of the BAR, the British Accreditation Registry, law schools, law firms, Department of Justice, et al. And David Wayne Miller discovered it in the late 1980s. And he, with a guy named Russell J. Gould and others, have proven this independently, and it is capable of being duplicated. Allegedly, we'll soon see. The above law form is de facto and void from its inception. It's fraud and deception. They know it and they do it anyway. Illegitimate and illegal. Black's Law. It is based on the British Accreditation Registry, Admiralty, and he who can be deceived, let him. The conception and the manifestation of the de jure has been enacted upon Oregon this year. We lawfully returned Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government. And the proof is published on www.orsja.org. Please identify the entity that is leading our Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. We are righteous, and it beats me, but it is not quantum. It's not Anna, it's not the NLA, it's not T. Rowe, it's not David Strait that we follow. We are Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution. And we took it one step, and then we looked. Then we took another step, and we looked, and we did our paperwork step by step, slow and easy. And we did this for 3 years. And at the end of 3 years, we could see pretty clear and for quite a distance. So then we did a whole bunch of steps all in a row. And not one wrong step. No rebuttal. And we have proof published at www.orsja.org. They kill and incarcerate people such as we are. However, not one rebuttal to our de jure government going up against the de facto Salem Cape Brown oligarchy. And again, it's all published and you know where. Now, I do not think that the Oregon statewide General Assembly was an accident. It is for sure it was not anyone or any group that told us what to do. However, I do believe we got a lot of help and guidance from non-evil sources. Evil can be forgiven by God. I won't. And I will not abide its presence. Self-correct. Please do. And take a de jure oath to a de jure constitution. In de facto incorporated color of law, illegitimate or illegal, federal subdivision of the several states, there is a malevolent form of martial law that has exceeded their grasp. Martial law / Labor Code / FEMA are eliminated by implementing Ex parte Milligan. The compromise, the usurpation, with the civilian court of record. When you are no longer deceived, do the right thing. Everyone must do it for themselves. We returned Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government this year, 2022. The industrial, military, judicial, legislative, executive, banker, bar, royalist, Nazi, communist, Muslim, Catholic, Khazarian mafia, United Nations conspiracy complex, minus the Georgia Guidestones, is, are, or was nullified by our civilian court of record, a proven method is for a jural assembly, equal jury pool, equal grand jury, equal petite trial jury, equals Article 3, one Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction, equals Amendment 7 court whose verdict has no appeal in law, and the removal of the de facto and the return of the de jure. On Oregon, we found that the key was Article 7 amended, the Oathbreaker. We're sure that every state and territory has that point where the de facto took over, and you can spot it, you can return to that point and turn it de jure. Paperwork's all it needs. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I thought, I swear to God, he's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him 3 more times.